Great plays stay relevant no matter the time or setting or even subject matter. It could be a castle in Denmark in medieval times, a diner in Pittsburgh's Hill District in the 1960s, a cramped Chicago apartment in the 50s, a shabby dacha in Tsarist Russia, or even Central Park during the AIDS crisis. Or it could be 1947, just after World War II, in the backyard of a house in an Ohio town, as is the case with All My Sons by Arthur Miller, the classic play that gave the playwright his first success in the theater and is now seen in a brilliant and unforgettable production at Berkeley Rep's Rota Theater through March 22nd. Joe Keller is the successful owner of an appliance company, having made his money on government contracts during the war years. It's the American dream come true. Joe's wife, Kate, refuses to believe their son, Larry, died 3 years ago after being reported missing in action. Their other son, Chris, came home from the war changed, now having a sense of ethics that is heartening and sometimes frightening. Into their lives and the lives of their neighbors returns their former neighbor, Annie Deaver, who had been Larry's girlfriend but now has changed her focus to Chris, who wants to marry her. All My Sons touches on so many relevant issues today. The horror of war, the immorality of capitalism, government pressure on business, and the emptiness of the American dream. The play delves into father-son relationships, the nature of grief, the personal effects of war, of ambition, and most emphatically, the places where ethics and love run up against each other as if enemies. Though the plot's outlines are based on a real news story, the play's stance toward capitalism and corruption brought Miller to the attention of HUAC. Corruption in Republican politics have a long and sordid history. Leading the cast are Jimmy Smits and his real-life partner Wanda De Jesus as Joe and Kate, their chemistry visible and dynamic in every scene they're together, two top performers at the peak of their powers. One can also single out every other member of the cast as well, and it's a dream ensemble. Director David Mendizabal has styled this as the story of a Puerto Rican family leading to a class largely consisting of people of color. Puerto Ricans were a visible group in Ohio at the time, also seeking the American dream. It adds a new wrinkle, and it works. This memorable production of All My Sons only runs through March 22nd. It is must-see theater. For more information, you can go to berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.